Okay, so let's see. I loved it when we jackpotted the other day. Hey, did you go to Vegas?
We did.
Any jackpotting?
I ended up on the plus side. My dad didn't, and I think my mom did. So no big jackpots, but I think we probably ended up a little on the plus side. So.
Okay, so
But I had a jackpot because I went to see a show and I had the best possible seat I could have had, so that was a
that
jackpot.
was a jackpot. But you also want to remember the everything you want to build stamina. So gambling and coming out ahead, that's a jackpot.
Amen.
That's like a free vacation.
I mean, we're talking plus 80. I'm not talking like
Well, how many hours did
that.
So
you
it's better
gamble?
than minus 80.
No, I'm not complaining. But it was, not
But
much,
you're
like an hour.
Oh, is that all? You went to Vegas and you only gambled an hour?
Well, we did all this other stuff. And yeah, I did other stuff. They gambled more than I did.
So the way we're talking about the paradigm, the filter, you want to align to everything that's a plus. Because you have to build your stamina for the big jackpots. Or what happens is you get a big jackpot and can't hold it. That's it. And so it really is filtering. I've never taught it that way. Every time you work on the neuroplasticity in the brain to filter everything as, oh, look what I like. Ooh, look what I got. Look how good this is. Ooh, this is so much better than I was expecting. What happens? You're like in acceptance of all these great good surprises, and they will expand and expand. Now, there's a natural ebb and flow always in all energies. There's an ebb and flow. So even in the times when it's ebbing out, when money's pouring out of your life, or when the synchronicities are not happening, when the clarity is not coming, when you can't, figure out what the heck, right? When you can create in that space the belief that, hey, when I get to the other side of this, it's going to be fabulous. I'm going to see the pattern. That's when you become more of an alignment. Right? And did you fill your body with that frequency of jackpot every time you put money in?
I tried to do that. I'll share with you since you're mentioning that. I mean, so the first time I got a mini jackpot, whatever, I got like $165. And I had an agreement with my mom that we would meet at a certain time. It was like 20 minutes away. And I thought, you know what, I should just sit on this. I'm pretty happy just, making $165 because I just put in whatever I put in. Well, I was plus $165.
That's fun.
That was fun. And then I said, oh, why am I entertaining that? I mean, it was kind of like a mixed energy of like maybe a little bit of fear, like I would lose it or something. I said, okay, I don't want to entertain or honor that. So I'm going to sit down and just be positive and be jackpot. And then I lost, I think, 70. So then I was plus 90. But I was still plus 90. It's like, fine, okay. But I still didn't feel good about it. I felt like, you know what? Maybe I should have just honored my feeling to just stop when I was, but I mean, it's like in the big scheme of things, it's such a tiny amount of money. I didn't even know why I was having these conversations, So it's kind
Because
of.
it brings to, because it's a gift to show you what you most dominantly do in your mind and how it limits your ability to be in total acceptance and receiving.
Acceptance and receiving.
Total acceptance and receive.
And receive.
Yeah, to receive the things you want, it's never a big jackpot. It's always a building to get there, always, no matter what it is. If you start a new career or just a basic job, you don't have confidence in it at first, ever. You got to show up day in and day out. If you start a new sport or a new activity, not very good at it at first, right? Everything on this planet, you have to build vibrational alignment. And for things that are way far from where you are, you got to build it at all levels of your being. Okay? So the fastest way to do that, bottom line is consistency.
So just practice is what you're trying to say, type of
Yep,
practice.
build
It's like
stamina.
going, like, where am I going to get practice playing slot machine? But
Well, practice, you could have made a big deal over the 165 and stopped. Or you could have made sure that you weren't just mentally saying, well, that's kind of fearful. Let me just really realign. Did you really flood your body?
I don't remember. I did. There was the mental thing
Probably
going
waffled a
on.
little
Yeah,
bit. Well,
exactly.
mind doesn't, the only thing mind will really resonate with is fear. Mind can feed fear, mind can expand fear, mind knows how to play with fear, right? When you're in fear, your heart is not engaged. All the things that feel good, the heart goes and the mind stops judging, comparing, and measuring. That's how you can tell when you're in which one.
So in my heart of hearts, I know I'll be okay. I know everything is working out.
my heart of hearts, I know something is waiting for me to just get on board. But my mind plays these games with me, and I, how do I not go there? I mean, I'm in, then I'm out. And the gaps are getting smaller and smaller.
So then now you start telling your story differently. I'm making a lot of progress. It's a lot of work. It's really difficult to change the neuroplasticity in my brain and my habitual thought patterns because I live on this planet, right? Don't make it so personal. But if you were to keep claiming, wow, I'm making a lot of progress. Today I was only like in fear of this much, you know? Hey, out of 24 hours, I wasn't there all 24, right? If you were to start bragging about how much progress you get, what are you going to get? But the minute you do the waffle, the two-step, yeah, not so much, mm-hmm. right? So let's really land that. So if you're going to start a new, let's say jogging. Say you haven't been jogging, right? And you're going to start jogging. If you go jog Monday, and then you're like, yeah, you know, I don't even know if I like jogging. And you wait till next Monday to do it again, are you going to make a lot of progress? No. Or if you start jogging and you say, oh, you know, I really believe in jogging. I'll run 10 miles. What's going to happen? You're going to be laid out for 2 weeks. Right? Everything is a building of stamina, or building of alignment, is a practice. Everything on earth is a practice. That's why, you know, you have the somebody who might have hit a jackpot, write a famous song, or get one published book, or get on Oprah, get their 15 minutes, and they can't repeat it because they weren't really able to hold that resonance at all levels of their being. And so instead of always looking at it as, oh, I'm still not there yet, I can't do it, how do I fix this? If you were to actually switch into, wow, I am making so much positive change, you would go faster.
It's actually not as much as impatient. There is impatience, but it's also like doubt about the decision.
Because you keep feeding it, because I've heard you say that exact same thing numerous times. And every time I give you the same answer.
Think about five different things that was opposite of it, right?
Well, it's not just the opposite of it. It's really, if you think of somebody successful in something you want, right? Whatever it is. You would want to flood your mind with how they do it. You don't reinvent the wheel. So, like, I got a call. Somebody wanted a session that can list all the clearing they've done from traumatic childhood, just on and on and on and on. And I'm like, wow, you've done a lot. Kudos to you. But you know, the reason you're not getting where you want to go is you don't know how. Like, you want to be this person. She literally wrote, I'm tired of being in victim consciousness. I want a different experience. I'm like, so what have you learned how to not be that? And she's like, nothing. I'm like, well, all the clearing and all the energy and all the intention and all the affirmation is never going to help you. You actually need to give your mind something to relate to, or your mind will always go back to what it knows. Always. So you read books of people who went through really long spells to change themselves, to change their consciousness. And everybody we admire has done that. You read about athletes or great surgeons or doctors, people who've changed cultures, or people who've done a good job even at a smaller level. How did they do it? Consistency. And was it easy? No, not on earth.
The fact that I am even doing it is a big deal.
Well, if you only told that story, you would go much faster. And so I was telling this woman, I was like, you know, do you even know what it looks like to not be in victim consciousness? Do you know how somebody who isn't, how they would speak, how they would think, how they would feel? And she said, she thought about it. She'd never really asked that question of herself. She goes, no. And I said, then your mind can't give it to you. You can't align to it. If you're going to go get, you know, I was saying, if you're going to go get a new job, what do? You go get training. You go learn from somebody who already knows what will work, right? So you train your mind what will work. So I see a lot of people, and you've heard me say this many ways, but mostly you've heard me say it, clearing and tapping is only half. You have to put the other stuff in. You have to put in right action, and you have to put in consistency. no matter what it is, how you create success in one thing is how you create success in everything. And the biggest piece people don't seem to get in the metaphysical community is, if you don't have a core center of high integrity and character for yourself, you can do all this work and not really get too far. Do you keep your word? And here's the funny thing. It's really difficult to keep your word with what you're going to focus on, right? Are you going to, when, you know, like for me with food, it's like if I'm conscious when I eat, if I just tune into the food, I'm more energy than matter. I have a higher intelligence than any food I'm going to eat, right? Food cannot one-up me unless I go unconscious and let old programs or mass consciousness rule what that food does in my body. Isn't that an interesting thought? And so it's consistency. Can I show up in consciousness? Yeah, and the mind, at least now we know, it's like all this work, this neuroplasticity. So I'm going to give you a picture. Probably given it to you before. It's a picture of a freeway or a road, right? Picture a busy road, and they're going to like build a new freeway. So you have a road over here. Maybe it's, you know, like four lanes, two in each direction, right? Blacktop. But that road, that's just not working out. So they're going to build a nice big cement freeway. Six lanes on each side, right? I think I've got six on I-10. So it's just a mess. Traffic's all backed up. It's all just chaotic. It doesn't look like it's ever going to finish, right? And this road's got being built, and then but there's still everything going on here. But this road's getting built slowly, painfully. How long did I-10 take?
Years.
I used to bring with me food and things to listen to in the car because I never knew how long my drive home was. And I never knew which exit they were going to let me out at. Sometimes I had to go past my home and then wiggle backwards. So I always made sure I was really comfy in my car because it could be a really long drive. But that's what was going on. The old road was not sufficient and the new road was taking forever. You with me? Eventually, though, the new road happens and then all the cars get on the new road. All the thoughts are now on the new road. And the old road somehow will get grown over or torn up, and then there's something else there, and you don't even notice the old road. Well, that's a pretty good visual of what you're doing in your brain. And so if they're building a freeway and they take every weekend and holiday off, does it grow very fast? No. It's the consistency. It's how often are they showing up? How much work are they doing on it consistently is what delivers. Same thing for your brain. So why would it be faster than it is? And that's always a good question to ask too. Why would I be better at this? Who's better at it? Have you ever met anybody who's done it faster? So the pattern is, you just have a really gnarly freeway of making yourself always less than inadequate and wrong. I highly suggest a new freeway where you're always right. Look at that. I am so right. I was wrong in that choice. Right? You know, it's just a mind game. All of it is just a mind game. But the mind is what will lead the chemistry and the resonance in the body. Unless you just surrender and let other influences do that for you.
Yes. I'll just say one other thing about that jackpot thing. So I wanted to share this one other piece, which was, so I got the mini jackpot, I won 265, or whatever it was, I was 165 ahead, and then I shared with you that thing. But even though I ended up plus 90 for the night, I had a kind of a gunky feeling.
I know, even you talking about it, I was like,
yeah.
You're never going to get the big jackpot if you can't even appreciate the little jackpot.
Right, so I just wanted to get, you know, yeah, hear you say a little bit more about that. So,
or you would get the big jackpot, and then yeah. You'd get mugged on the way out. You know, because you're not a match.
Uh-huh.
You're not a match for loving whatever comes to you.
Okay. So that's what happened there. Mm-hmm. I did not resonate and receive and align with what came to me, is what you're saying.
Like, yeah, like you went into brain. Heart's mm-hmm. happy. Woo! The lights went off, we won.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Other people are looking. It's your heart's happy.
Yeah.
You're having fun. And then the mind says, well, that's not very much money. That's the ego.
Right. Or, you know, I mean, where I went was, well, I've got another 20 minutes. Should I play or should I sit on it? And then, like you said, yeah, that's not that much money. Why am I feeling
play or sit on it? Comparison, measuring, you know, judging.
Yeah.
So ego's only job, guys, is to keep us in the illusion that we're separate. That's it. That's the only job of the ego. Why measure and compare? Keep us in the illusion of separation. So ideally, in this incarnation, we could get ego to support our divine creative self. And weigh, measure, and compare in a good way. We're rocking it. I'm making more progress than most people will even imagine. I'm so much further than I ever thought I would be. It's getting easier. You know, today I know where my sticky points are. Right? Ego will do it. We'll be the pioneers to get it there. Okay, so you ready? Big breath.